Mixed Today's Best Music, brought to you by Pantai Hospitals. What's up, I'm Fad Faves here. And with me today is Dato' Dr. Muhammad Fuad, an orthopedic surgeon from Pantai Hospital, Aikaro, and he's here to talk to us about knee instability. Now, Dato' Dr. Muhammad Fuad, what are the causes of knee instability?
Okay, knee instability usually comes as a result of trauma, whether it is a motor vehicle accident, sports injury, or overuse injury. You see, the knee is a complex system composed of bones, cartilage, muscle, tendons, and ligament, which work together to keep the joint stable and moving. So damage to any of these structures, such as a torn ligament, for example, anterior cruciate ligament, also known as ACL, or posterior cruciate ligament, also known as PCL, meniscus or a fractured bone, can affect the stability of the knee. So when this happens, patients may experience sensation of their knee giving out or feeling out of place. The condition can be associated with pain and occasionally a limited range of movement that vary according to the severity of the instability. And this may worsen, especially during strenuous activities or while walking on uneven ground.
Okay, Dato', we've got more questions from our listeners. But first, let's get into the music. Let me play your favorite song. Mix Today's Best Music, brought to you by Pantai Hospitals. We have Dato' Dr. Muhammad Fuad, an orthopedic surgeon from Pantai Hospital, Aikaro. He's here with us today to talk about knee instability. So, Dato', what are the complications that may arise from knee instability?
Knee instability, if not being addressed or treated properly, can lead to a further damage to the structures within the joint, especially the meniscus and later on the cartilage. An injured cartilage will become soft and later erode and cause exposure of the bone at the point of articulation. So when this occurs, patients will develop early osteoarthritis and have their quality of life severely impacted, mainly due to the pain, swelling, and the limited mobility that the condition inflicts.
Mix Today's Best Music, brought to you by Pantai Hospital. So I'm Fahad Fabes. I'm with Dato' Dr. Muhammad Fuad, an orthopedic surgeon from Pantai Hospital, Aikaro. Now, Dato' Dr. Muhammad Fuad, how is knee instability treated and at what point would medical attention be needed?
The patient will need to undergo a series of assessment to obtain a proper diagnosis, including history taking, a physical examination, and relevant imaging studies. The proposed treatment will also be contingent to the patient's age, occupation, lifestyle habit, future plan, as well as compliant with follow-up and post-op rehabilitation. The treatment can be broadly categorized as either conservative or surgery. Conservative treatment comprises strengthening of the muscle, usage of the knee brace, and prevention of further injuries through lifestyle modification. This is recommended for patients with mild to moderate instability who otherwise can still function well and do not intend to engage in strenuous activities. Patients with severe instability, on the other hand, may undergo surgical treatment. This involves reconstruction of the patient's ligament, which is now done minimally invasive to ensure early recovery. The patient will then need to regularly attend follow-ups and physiotherapy.
Thank you so much, Dato' Dr. Muhammad Fuad. Don't forget, Doctor On Call happens every Thursday, 3 p.m. right here on Mix.
In a world of 1 million wrestling podcasts, there is a new shining star with great interviews, analysis, music, and me, Matt Kuhn, on Total Engagement. Go to any podcast platform to listen today.